Where do you see your career in 10 years? What are you doing now to help you get there? The sooner you start enhancing your skills, the sooner you'll be ready. That's why AARP has reskilling courses in a variety of categories like marketing and management to help your income live as long as you do. That's right. AARP has a bevy of free skill-building courses for you to choose from because the steps you choose to take today will help you love what you do in the future. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Pushkin.
Every cell in your body is an incredible data storage device. Inside the nucleus of almost every cell is your entire genetic code, all of your DNA arranged just so, providing the complete blueprint of you. In every cell! Unbelievable. A few decades ago, some scientists considered this fact and thought DNA has stored the data of pretty much every living thing on Earth for billions of years. It's incredibly efficient, reliable, we know it works. What if we could use it to store other kinds of data? For certain things, it could be profoundly better than the hard drives and tapes we're currently using for data storage. And now, they've figured out how to do it. I'm Jacob Goldstein, and this is What's Your Problem? The show where engineers and entrepreneurs talk about how they're going to change the world once they solve a few problems. My guest today is Emily LaProust. She's the co-founder and CEO of Twist Bioscience, one of the leading companies working on storing data in DNA.
Sounds like science fiction, but it's just science.
Emily's problem? How do you make storing data in DNA as cheap as storing it on a hard drive? Emily's company, Twist, is in the DNA synthesis business. They make and sell custom DNA to researchers and healthcare companies. And Twist is also part of a group of companies, including Microsoft and the data storage company Western Digital, that are trying to bring DNA storage to market. It's clear that it can work in the lab. The trick now is to make it work in the real world and have the economics make sense. We started our conversation by talking about a key problem with how data storage works today. Hard drives and flash drives and even old-fashioned tape, which is still used, are all based on magnetization. And magnetization just does not work for long-term storage. It's unreliable. It degrades.
And so if you want to archive data for a very long time, what you have to do is every 5 to 7 years, you have to take the data from one hard drive to the next, or from one tape to the next, or from one flash to the next, every 5 years, because you just can't trust that the data will stay there more than 5 years.
And so the system we have now, obviously it's great, right? Like data storage is this amazing miracle of the modern world, but you're saying a flaw with it is it doesn't work forever. In fact, it becomes unreliable after 5 years.
100%. One of the big efforts that's going on there is exactly that, is constantly replacing hard drives that are broken with new ones. And so the migration, the maintenance, and the energy that you need to do that is a big issue for archiving. And okay. archiving is more than 60% of the market of data. And so that's where DNA can totally change things, is you could archive data for a long time with no migration, no maintenance, no energy. And that could be a game changer.
Uh-huh. So the key use case is, like, it's not my phone, it's not my laptop, it's not anything I'm sort of personally doing. It's maybe if I'm saving something to the cloud, you know, my whatever, kids' baby pictures, and presumably more significantly big institutional sort of corporate or governmental kind of files. I mean, is that the real opportunity that you're talking about here?
Yeah, exactly. DNA will never be on your computer. It's not for what's called hot data, so the data where you get in and out all the time. It's more for cold data. That's the data that you read very infrequently, but that is the majority of the data out there that DNA can solve. If you're a bank, if you are an insurance company, you have to store data for a very long time. If you're a government, you need to store data for a long time.
So the longer you're going to need to keep the data, the more it makes sense to store it in DNA.
Exactly. And that's why the first product we are going to launch is, we call it a Century Archive. So it's basically you purchase 100 years of storage.
I like that. That's good branding. Did a marketing person come up with that? Did you come up with that?
I did not come up with that, but yes, definitely a very clever marketing person came up with that. And then after that, we'll sell the Millennium Archive.
The Millennium Archive. But well, let's get to 100 years first. I can have you on in a year and we can talk about the Millennium Archive. But
cool.
So are you right now selling a product where if a company wants to save something for 100 years, they can give you money and you will store their data in DNA? Does that exist?
Yeah, we've done it before. Right now we are in early access, so it's not fully broadly available. But someone comes today and they have money, we'll definitely do it for them. The one thing, though, today it's still quite expensive, and we're working to make it affordable. It will cost a little bit more upfront, not too much, because people don't really want to pay a premium. And this market is very elastic, so it's kind of ironic, but the lower the price of what we sell, the more we're gonna sell it.
Sure. No, that is a very intuitive relationship and a classic issue in technology, right? You have this new thing and it's really expensive, so nobody's buying it. And the way it gets cheaper is lots of people buy it and then you figure out the economy of scale and it gets cheaper. I mean, is that the dynamic you're talking about here?
That's exactly the dynamic. And DNA is amazing for that because DNA is extremely tiny. It's extremely dense. You could take all the data in the internet and which is huge. I mean,
it's everything. It's the whole world.
Everything. And it will fit in a shoebox if you put it in DNA.
So I want to understand a little bit what that means because it's so not intuitive. So all the data on the internet means like every video that's on YouTube, everything everybody has ever posted to the internet, every tweet, every Facebook post, everything.
Everything.
So that all exists now on hard drives, right? In giant rooms full of computers all over the world, cooled by fans, right? Like all the data on the internet exists now sort of distributed across many, many warehouses. Like just do you know how much space it takes up now? I don't know. I don't have any idea.
I don't know, but it's millions and millions of square foot. What I do know is that one Facebook data center in Texas uses 2% of the Texas electricity.
When we talk about storing data in DNA, can you walk me through actually what happens? What happens? Somebody wants to save whatever, a movie, a Netflix movie, and instead of saving it on a little chip, they save it in DNA.
So storage of data is a bunch of zeros and ones, right? It's the binary code. DNA, there are four letters, ACGT.
And just to be super clear, when you say four letters, you mean all DNA is made up of four, basically, types of molecules, and only four.
That's right. If you look at any DNA of any living organisms, from the biggest to the smallest one, that DNA is made of four letters, A, C, G, and T. And the function of that organism is based on in which orders the A, C, Gs, and Ts are linked together.
Emily says to use DNA to store a movie or to store any kind of data, you let each of the four letters represent a binary pair. So, for example, you could say 00 is A and 01 is C, 11 is T and 10 is G. Once you've done that, you can take any digital file, you can take that movie, and on a computer, convert the zeros and ones that represent the movie into a string of the letters A, C, T, G. That string of letters is your blueprint. And then the next step is kind of amazing because we are so used to everything happening, you know, digitally on the computer. The next step is a machine about the size of an SUV actually starts printing strands of DNA based on that digital blueprint.
What we're going to actually physically synthesize, we're going to make it from scratch, is a bunch of little pieces of DNA that has 200 to 300 letters.
Okay, so is that the next step? It's still on the computer, but now the computer tells some DNA synthesis machine what molecules to synthesize, where the A's go, where the T's go, where the C's go, where the G's go?
Yeah, so exactly. So at Twist, we build a DNA 3D printer, basically.
Okay.
And we have a piece of silicon. It's a silicon chip. And so on our silicon chip, the first generation that we made had 1 million pieces of DNA. Okay. The current generation we're working on has 256 million.
Okay.
And so we have a silicon chip and then we have a printer.
So I want to keep going with our sort of how does it work narrative here. So we got the movie that was already ones and zeros. The ones and zeros became A, T, C, and G. Those got split up into little packets.
Yep.
The computer told the 3D printer basically what actual A, T, C, and G to print physically, the actual chemicals on a silicon chip, hundreds of millions of them.
And then we go deliver that ACGT at the right location at the right time. And so we start from a silicon chip. There is no DNA on it. And then we come in and we print the first layer. So we put the first ACGT on the surface. And then we come in again to put the second layer of ACGT. Again, the third, we do that 200 to 300 times. And so we are building DNA up to 300 letters. And we do that millions of times on the silicon chip.
Okay. So now you've got a silicon chip with DNA on it. What happens next?
Yeah, so at that point, the density is not that great. It's kind of like a hard drive. But then the beauty is you can remove the DNA from the silicon chip.
I want to keep track of that DNA you just synthesized. Where does it go?
You just dry it down, and it's so tiny what you've made. It's a speck of dust. You can't see it. So now it goes into a tiny vessel. It's called the DNA shell.
It's
a good name. It's not ours. We buy it. And it's a piece of stainless steel. And there is a glass coating inside. You put your DNA in it. You dry down the water. You seal it. And you put helium. So there's no oxygen, no water. And in that DNA shell, you can put hundreds of Google data centers in that DNA shell.
Like every movie on Netflix?
Oh yeah, you could pack in a lot of DNA in it. And then you seal it, and that is stable for thousands of years.
And how big is it?
It's, I live in Montana, everybody has guns here, so it's the size of a small caliber bullet.
That's nice, okay. So about like, I live in Brooklyn where fewer people have guns, at least as far as I know. So would it be about like the size of like a bean?
It would be the size of two black beans.
Okay. You could put every movie on Netflix in there.
That's right. Yeah. And then you can store it, room temperature, in the sun. It's extremely stable for forever. And then when you want the data back.
So now it's 50 years later and I want to watch that movie again. Because I forgot that it wasn't very good.
Well, you may say, geez, there's something happened to the Netflix data center and, that movie is gone. We need to get it back.
That's the real practical use for this, I would imagine. It's that, like, at least for now, it's like a backup. It's like a super safe backup. Even if all of the data centers get hacked or blown up or whatever, you have this vault.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the vault, exactly. So exactly, that's the ultimate vault. And the beauty is DNA, you can make a copy very easily.
Let's go back. So we have all of Netflix in a little cylinder the size of two beans. Well, now we want to get the data. How do we get the data off of there?
So you crack open the shell and you put it in what's called a sequencer. So it's a machine that reads DNA. And the sequencer is not fast. It's 12 hours. So 12 okay. hours later, you'll get your data. And now it's still ACGT in the computer. And you have to do the reverse decoding. You have to turn the ACGT into zeros and ones.
And that's the end of the story, right? And then you can watch the movie that you encoded today.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sounds amazing. DNA, all of Netflix in a cylinder the size of two black beans. But DNA storage is not yet a thing that is really happening in the world at scale. In a minute, the problem Emily has to solve for that to happen, for DNA storage to become a real thing in the world. How do you create present and future value? Cross Country Consulting is a leading provider of specialized finance, operations, and technology advisory services. As a trusted advisor to Fortune 500 companies, emerging growth market leaders, and private equity sponsors, the firm solves today's most pressing challenges and creates present and future enterprise value with tailored, integrated solutions for accounting, risk, technology-enabled transformation, and transactions. They are a distinctly different type of advisory firm, founded on a core set of values and an unwavering commitment to creating a better experience for their people. Their unique culture enables them to attract and retain the best talent in the industry, who, in turn, provide exceptional service to their clients. Working as a strategic partner and collaborative part of your team, Cross Country helps you see around corners to generate value for your business. Headquartered in Washington, D.C., Cross Country has employees across the United States and in strategic international locations. The future-ready business, in sight and within reach. Go to crosscountry-consulting.com to learn more. Think of some of the classic partners in business. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, maybe. Also, you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. There are key moments, critical turning points in every business, and Shopify can be there to help you. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/problem. Go to shopify.com/problem now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/problem.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Now let's get back to the show. So it sounds amazing. I'm sold. The internet in a shoebox sounds incredible. Why isn't it really a thing yet? Why aren't people doing it yet?
It goes back to economics. You can do it today, but today is still expensive. And it's still expensive because today we only pack a million pieces of oligos on the silicon chip. It works. We've done dozens of demonstrations with, again, Netflix, Microsoft, University of Washington, with the Montreux Jazz Festival, with the United Nations, with the Olympic Games. right? So it works, but it is expensive. And that's why at Twist, we are pushing the technology further. We are packing more and more pieces of DNA on the same silicon chip. Again, the state of the art used to be 100 pieces of DNA. The first Twist product was 1 million pieces of DNA. Right now, we're working on a chip that will have 256 million.
So, okay, you're packing more and more DNA on a chip to make DNA storage cheaper, right? That's the fundamental problem you have to solve. How much cheaper have you made it so far? And how much cheaper does it have to get?
We've already done 1,000 times less. And we are in the order of another 1,000 times cost reduction. And again,
halfway.
You do that by packing more sequences. You do that by packing more pieces of DNA on the silicon chip.
And so it's weird. I mean, we're used to thinking about this kind of thing, I think, because of Moore's law, right? Because this thing has happened with computers for whatever it is, 50 years now, that exactly what you're talking about in DNA, right? Every 2 years, you get twice as many transistors on a chip or whatever. But it's not really a law. It didn't happen naturally, right? It happened because like many, many, many really, really, really smart people kept coming up with clever ways of getting more transistors on a chip, right? It doesn't have to keep getting better, getting more efficient. So how do you do that? Like, is there some way without getting too technical that we can talk about some of the problems you have to solve to keep doubling, to get 1,000 times cheaper?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very difficult engineering problem. And I love that it's difficult, because if it was easy, every idiot would be doing it. And so it is really, really hard. And so you have to be very good at semiconductor, at silicon engineering. You have to be extremely good at electrical engineering, at mechanical engineering and chemical engineering, at computation. What you have to do is build a team where everybody is the best at what they do in their own field, and have those people be extremely great team players. And then you have to demand performance. So in some ways, you have to run this like a sports team. I always say at Twist, we are not a family, right? In a family, you tolerate bad behavior. We are a sports team. We hire the best athlete for each position. You demand performance, and you demand that they work as a team. And if you give them an amazing, tough problem, they'll find a way.
So you have this team. How do they actually solve the problem of, you know, building denser chips to make DNA storage cheaper?
Yeah, so first you have to design the silicon chip. It's a design in a computer. That costs millions of dollars just to do the design, right? And then you press the button and you say, get me that chip made. That's another set of millions of dollars. And then you get the chip in, and you literally hook it up to a giant amount of set of electronics, and you literally boot the chip, like you boot your computer, and you know the chip doesn't work. It's like, now I have to go back, either redesign it, which you know it's money and time that you want to do, or you have to debug it, see what happens. And when you finally get the chip to work, that's just a silicon chip. Now you have to bring the ACGT on it.
Okay, yeah, you have to build the DNA.
And that's very hard as well. And that's probably one experiment. And we have to do the engineering principle of design, build, test. You design an experiment, you build the DNA, you test it, you learn a little bit, you go back and you do it again and again. And every cycle of learning is time and money. And again, if you have the right team, that cycle of learning will be faster than the competition, will be cheaper than the competition, and that's how we win. It is extremely, extremely difficult. And again, thankfully, it's difficult. That means we have a shot at greatness.
So, yes. The good news is it's super hard and nobody knows how to do it. So the goal, ultimately, is to be able to store things in DNA for a price that's comparable to what you could put it on a hard drive for now. And in that universe, it would be cheaper in the long run in the DNA. When do you think that'll happen?
So I know the answer, and I get that question from all our investors all the time. unfortunately, sorry. I can't tell you, but it's very soon. And the chip we're working on now, that is the chip that we're going to go commercial with. And so the chip is designed, the ship is built, and now we're in the debugging phase. And when that is finished, then we'll be able to launch commercially.
And so does that mean in a year? Does that mean in 5 years?
So if it's not done in 5 years, I'll definitely get a lot of love letters from our investors. So it's definitely a lot less than 5 years.
In a minute, the lightning round, including Emily's advice for solving hard problems and what she actually does to solve hard problems. How do you create present and future value? Cross Country Consulting is a leading provider of specialized finance, operations, and technology advisory services. As a trusted advisor to Fortune 500 companies, emerging growth market leaders, and private equity sponsors, the firm solves today's most pressing challenges and creates present and future enterprise value with tailored, integrated solutions for accounting, risk, technology-enabled transformation, and transactions. They are a distinctly different type of advisory firm, founded on a core set of values and an unwavering commitment to creating a better experience for their people. Their unique culture enables them to attract and retain the best talent in the industry, who, in turn, provide exceptional service to their clients. Working as a strategic partner and collaborative part of your team, Cross Country helps you see around corners to generate value for your business. Headquartered in Washington, D.C., Cross Country has employees across the United States and in strategic international locations. The future-ready business, in sight and within reach. Go to crosscountry-consulting.com to learn more.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Do you want your money to dream big? Do you want your money to be a total self-starter? Are you annoyed that your money doesn't work hard enough? Don't worry, Betterment is here to help. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. The automated technology is built to help maximize returns, meaning when you invest with Betterment, your money can auto-adjust as you get closer to your goal, rebalance if your portfolio gets too far out of line, and your dividends are automatically reinvested. That can increase the potential for compound returns. In other words, your money is breaking a sweat while you can be breaking bread. You'll never picture your money the same way again. Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Now let's get back to the show. The last thing is a lightning round. A bunch of questions, but we'll do them fast. What is one piece of advice you'd give to someone trying to solve a hard problem?
If at first you don't succeed, try again, right? You have a choice, right? When you don't succeed, you can call mom, you can order a pizza, you can drink a beer, or you try again.
You have a favorite gene?
I do not have a favorite gene. I love all the genes.
They're like children, right? I guess you're their children. We're their children. As a scientist, as a geneticist, do you feel like you understand something about the world or about people that most people don't really understand?
I don't think so. I'm not very touchy-feely as a person. I'm probably somewhere on some spectrum. So I know how to make DNA, I know how to write DNA, I know how to sell DNA, I know how to do fundraising, but those are probably the four things.
Do you think you'll ever leave Twist? Do you think there will come a time when you want to go do something else?
I will be in the seat until I get fired by the board. So this is probably my last job.
I've read that you play the piano when you're thinking about work. Is there something in particular you've been enjoying playing lately, a favorite piece these days?
So I practice the piano every day. I don't know if I'm really playing it. some people may call it butchering or murdering the piano, but I truly enjoy it. What I love about the piano is that, you know, the left hand is easy, the right hand is easy, but putting the two hands together, that's a total mind bending experience. And you have to use 100% of your conscious mind. And what I find is if I have a hard problem at work and I can't figure it out, I go play a piano, I'm using 100% of my brain, and somehow in the background somewhere, I think of a solution. And that is quite exciting. And yeah, all my tough problems, I never get them resolved sitting at my desk, looking at my computer. I get them resolved either playing piano or taking the dogs out for a walk.
So maybe that's your real advice for how to solve a hard problem is don't think about the problem or do something else.
Yeah, take your prime out of the building. Take a hike.
Emily LaPruste is the co-founder and CEO of Twist Bioscience. Today's show was produced by Edith Russolo, edited by Robert Smith, and engineered by Amanda K. Wong. You can reach us at problem@pushkin.fm, or you can find me on Twitter at Jacob Goldstein. I'm Jacob Goldstein, and I'll be back next week with another episode of What's Your Problem? How do you create present and future value? As a leading provider of specialized finance, operations, and technology advisory services for Fortune 500 companies, emerging growth market leaders, and private equity sponsors, Cross-Country Consulting solves today's most pressing challenges and creates present and future enterprise value. With tailored integrated solutions for accounting, risk, technology-enabled transformation, and transaction solutions, Cross-Country works as a strategic partner and collaborative part of your team. The future-ready business, insight and within reach. Go to crosscountry-consulting.com to learn more.
Digital trends show up every day in business decisions and actions. West Monroe is the number one strategic partner translating technology into financial value for companies. The This Is Digital podcast applies West Monroe's two decades of secrets and best practices to your business's benefit. Favorite past topics from the last three seasons include how AI and the next generation of employees are shaping the workplace, becoming a product company, Highmark's journey, and what does it mean to put the customer first? Learn more at westmonroe.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.